is the marvel of the age, the red blood of his fathers who years begone buried the war hatchet and watched with dimming eyes the plowpoint of civilization desecrating his hunting grounds. The red blood still courses through the veins of a remnant few, asserting themselves in the more warlike of peaceful
pursuits. He can put the shot 44 feet, broad jumps 23 feet, runs the 110 flat, high hurdles 15 and a half seconds, negotiates the 220 in 25 seconds, can high jump 6 feet 5 inches. The youthful Redskin plays lacrosse, basketball, tennis, baseball, handball, hockey, can fill any position in football where he is best seen, whirling, twirling, dashing, and generally bewildering opponents with panther-like leaps.
His whole ambition now is to gain a place on the Olympic team, which will no doubt be granted, and if any old nation in the wide universe can dig up anything that can smother this Redskin marvel in the all-around events, all past records will be kicked into the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. That is all.
Porting from aboard the ocean line of Finland, headed to the Olympic Games in Stockholm, Thorpe is the most indifferent athlete we have ever had. He makes no special preparations, meanders carelessly about. The handsome Indian swings idly in a hammock, enjoying libation after libation. Yet he seems to be the very epitome of fitness, the very image of male virility. Perhaps he trains under the cover of night. By all accounts, he seems quite the favorite among the gentler sex aboard this great steamer.
What's not to love about Big Jim? He's exotic, erotic. He's everything my folks said to stay away from. But we're drifting away from the mainland on a romantic voyage to the games in Sweden. Nobody needs to know about the company I'm keeping. What's not to love? What's not to love? What's not to love about Big Jim? What's not to love about Big Jim? What a mystery, what a physique. I bet he knows what he's doing in the bedroom at night. A girl goes crazy for the strong, silent type. If I could get Big Jim to notice me, I'd be his little white squall in his little pee-pee. What's not to love? What's not to love? What's not to love about Big Jim? Troublemaker, reporters come by, he's on his back, swinging in a hammock with a bottle of Applejack. Reporters say you're gonna need more than charm. Jim flashes a smile, flexes his arm. As soon as they leave, he's running the track. This boy's got it figured out, that's a fact. What's not to love? What's not to love? What's not to love about Big? What's not to love about Big? What's not to love about Big Jim?
After devastating the field in the pentathlon, the sensation of these 1912 games, American Jim Thorpe is one event away from collecting his second gold medal in the event to claim the title World's Greatest Athlete, the decathlon. Only the grueling 1,500 meters stands between the Indian hero and Olympic immortality. A crowd of 20,000 have followed his exploits with breathless anticipation. And now the final act.
The sun and raise the moon.
in thousands of eyes. Truly both this mountain.